This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. With the 2020 election looming, high school students in Massachusetts are thinking beyond student government. They convened at the Harvard Kennedy School yesterday to brainstorm ways to get their communities and schools energized to vote, even though they may not yet quite be of age. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
But when I went to get my permit, I didn't even know I could pre-register until I actually got
the information.
So, yeah, just
students from Wayland High School are thinking of ways to get their peers into the idea of voting. They talk about some social media platforms they could use to reach their classmates.
Oh my God, TikTok is a thing now?
No,
that's disgusting.
No way.
My math class gets fired up.
This gathering is put on by Harvard's Institute of Politics. High schoolers, college students, and teachers have come to think of ways to foster a more civically engaged populace even before most of them are able to vote. Sam Goldstone, a 16-year-old junior at Wayland High School, says getting his peers who are of voting age to vote is the best way he can participate in this representative democracy.
I can't vote for people who, like, invoke policy. Those policies that they vote on still affect my everyday life. Like, I go to school where education guidelines and standards are set by the state government. Although I don't vote for them, I still have to live through them.
And at this summit, the students are given mentors. Kevin Ballin, a second-year student at Harvard, says students have to first go through voter registration training.
We're then matching college students with high school students as mentors, where they're going to be really overseeing plans and institutionalization of voter engagement in their schools all the way through 2020.
The idea is that in high school, there's a unique combination of people who can vote and people who can't, who are mostly concerned about similar issues. And 17-year-old Angela Chi says she's trying to show her older peers how voting can affect what they care about.
I think everyone kind of has an issue they care a lot about, even if it's not directly like political. Like, my friend really likes space, for example, and so the politics connection to that is that NASA's underfunded. So there's always a way to find a connection to these issues.
One group of students say high school administrators are not being receptive to their activism. For example, one high schooler shared that they've been restricted access to their school library.
She's not allowed in the library anymore because she asked why they changed the rules.
R.I.P. A martyr.
The student goes on to share that anytime a petition is put up at their school, school administrators ignore it or take it down. The students from Wayland High say that's not the case at their school.
The whole administration is very supportive
of
students and student activism.
Can we
activism.
Shout out Ms. Mizuguchi? Yeah. I love Ms. Mizuguchi so much.
Yeah. Shout out to Wayland High School Administration.
She's the greatest.
It also helps that one of our assistant principals is like 33 years old. So, like, that helps.
The Wayland High Schoolers say their biggest challenge between now and November 2020 is getting their politically apathetic and jaded peers to register to vote, a challenge they've accepted as their civic duty. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.